AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A new $6 billion package of U.S. aid will send more Patriot air defense missiles to Ukraine. Sagar Magani has details.
The Pentagon says the missiles will replenish Patriot systems Ukraine's already received. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's announcement came after a meeting of the coalition that's been helping Kyiv get aid. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had told the group his nation urgently needs not just Patriot missiles, but actual systems.
This is what can and should save lives right now.
Austin did not commit to sending more systems from the U.S.
I would caution us all in terms of making Patriot the silver bullet,
saying Ukraine needs other air defense systems and interceptors too. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Lebanon's state-run news agency says an Israeli drone strike hit a car in the country's east, killing two. The strike followed an attack along the border by the militant group Hezbollah that killed an Israeli citizen. Meanwhile, Egypt sent a high-level delegation to Israel to pursue a ceasefire agreement with Hamas in Gaza. Student protests over the Israel-Hamas war are popping up on an increasing number of college campuses. Walter Ratliff has a look.
Protests among colleges like New York University, Columbia University, and others have drawn criticism that anti-Israel sentiment is spilling over into anti-Semitism.
Anti-Semitism is never okay, and that's absolutely not what we stand for.
Beyul Yoon is among the students protesting at NYU. She says they condemn Israel's role in civilian deaths and the brutality of the war in Gaza, but they are not against all Jews.
There are so many Jewish comrades that are here with us today.
I'm Walter Ratliff.
A fourth day of witness testimony in Donald Trump's hush money trial has ended, and on the way out, he responded to President Biden's comment that he's willing to debate.
Just tell me where. We'll do it at the White House. That would be very comfortable, actually.
This is AP News. The Fed's preferred inflation gauge shows prices rose 0.3% from February to March, up 2.7% from a year earlier. And Seth Soutelle has the AP Markets report.
Alphabet and Microsoft led the stock market to its first winning week in the last four and its biggest weekly gain since November. The S&P 500 rose 1% Friday. The Dow added 153 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite gained 2%. Google's parent company jumped 10% after breezing past analysts' expectations for profit and announcing that it would start paying a dividend. Microsoft climbed almost 2% after its results also beat forecasts. That helped offset a 9% slide for Intel. The chipmaker gave a forecast for profit that fell short of expectations. Treasury yields mostly fell in the bond market after a report on inflation for March came in close to expectations. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 4.66%. Seth Soutelle, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.